From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. suspends Syria ceasefire talks with Russia. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces.
The United States spared no effort in negotiating and attempting to implement an agreement with Russia aimed at reducing violence, providing unhindered humanitarian access, and degrading terrorist organizations operating in Syria, including Daesh and al-Qaeda in Syria. Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments.
The U.S. will continue to communicate with the Russians to reduce the possibility of conflicting counterterrorism operations. The move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He didn't provide specifics, but media reports in the region are saying the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Also, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber killed 14 people Monday at a wedding near Hasaka, Syria. It reports many wounded. Political leaders in Colombia are trying to decide what to do now following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with leftist FARC rebels. Its passage would have ended a 52-year-old civil war in that country. This is VOA News.